Insight. Date. September 2022, maybe it's a Sunday. It's early first week of September. Sunday. The insight was interesting. I won't get into how I came about it at first. Maybe we'll do some storytelling. The insight is that, what is the insight? How do I genericize it? Generic. Make it generic. Do I want to? Okay. Maybe not. Okay, so we're going to actually go with the story now and do it from a personal point of view. And that way, if you relate to it, you can, through your relation with it, create intentional, positive, personal change, I suspect. Or not. There's no guarantee. So this is what happened. Okay, so I have, this morning I was contemplating some of my experiences and perceptions in life and even other people's response to me in life. And that include my siblings. I have two older brothers. And so it's been said more than once that I seem to attract calamity, chaos, change, disorder. And I've done this all my life. And I get this insight from one of my clients recently who is, you know, wrestling with something that she's noticed all her life in her. And it just really bothers her. It's like she doesn't love herself the way she is. So she struggles. And I do love myself the way I am. So I've been accepting myself for quite some time. And the insight today was that that calamity-attracting personality that I am, when accepted and harnessed in intentional, focused, consistent service to, service is a human word and has nothing to do with the rest of the natural kingdom. We are a part of the natural kingdom, but service is one of the things that makes us special and different from the rest of it. So I've been doing this for quite some time, and now what I realized is that what I've done, okay, so I really have a good life. I have a really excellent life. Things are going very well right now in my perception of things. So how does that jive with the fact that I have always attracted change, calamity, destruction even, right? Why? How? Like, you know, do you see the incongruence there, or the puzzle? The enigma. So there is a solution. And it is because of the choice of service I went into. I went into the service of helping people through their struggles and trials and pains, tribulations, traumas. And so what that did was that created an intentional barrier around my perception of the calamities that I attract. And that I basically have been able to externalize my reality and help other people who are having a similar reality. And so that's it. That's the insight. There was another example of this same act applied differently, but it is the same. I'm certain it's the same. So back in 2006, I believe it was, when I went to Burning Man for the second time, at the very first, even pre-day, it was like, you know, how do you do is it a decimal? I guess it's a decimal. I would consider it a decimal. It was like 0.0256 before the event started. And I wiped out, hurt my wrist, on the same wrist that I had the motorcycle accident on too, just by way of noting. I think I still had the metal in my wrist then, but I can't remember now. And so, I got up, shook myself off. I wiped out on my bike, tripped over a tent wire. Went to the structure I was intending to, which was called the Waffle, I think. And it was because the Swedish people came down from their country to Burning Man that year with a great truckloads of wood. I think there were 4x4s, various lengths. And they built this structure. It was very organic. It was quite amazing. It was a dance hall. It was a music space. And it was awesome. And this was when it wasn't finished yet, too. It was still being built. It was awesome. And anyways, so sidestep there. What I did with that injury, I did this intentionally too. So I saw the injury and I saw that, this could bother me all week. It's kind of a drag that it happened right now, right at the beginning. And of course, I like to put a positive spin on things. So I was trying to. And in that process, I realized, hey, I can use this to my advantage with the understanding that pain and accidents and mistakes as a statistical event will be less likely to reoccur in the same space and time, which I represent. So I figured, okay, so I've already hurt myself. I'm not going to have any more pain here. I'm going to have a relatively painless event, and I should run with that and really take some dares and chances and go for it. And so I lived that week in that stance of feeling protected from mistakes and calamities, and had an excellent time. And the pain in the wrist was minimal. It was like very minimal. It was nothing. Like right now, I only know it was there because I learned so much from it, right? I don't remember the pain. So that, if you can see what happened there, is very similar to what I did on a life scale with my natural attraction to calamities and mishaps and accidents, and the fact that I do have a really good life and everything's going really excellent. But there's a heck of a lot of things changing and going down right now and around us. So I'm just really glad my service to others is in mental health and that I can help people with their calamities and struggles and pains and woes. So give me a call. I'm here for you. Thanks. Chris from the Wellness Cafe.